All right, so today we're doing a deep dive into the world of aerospace. More specifically, we're going to be looking at how the aviation industry has been navigating these Russia sanctions. It's been a full year since they came down. It's a whole new world out there, isn't it?
It really is.
Especially for anybody working with U.S. aviation parts and services. This is where the rubber meets the road.
Right.
This is going to directly impact your day-to-day.
Yeah, this is unprecedented what we're seeing. We're talking about sanctions on a scale we've never seen before. And the impact on Russia's aerospace industry is massive. Uh-huh. I mean, you have to remember they rely so heavily on global partnerships
right, to
keep those planes in the air.
Yeah, that's a whole different ballgame now. So we're going beyond the headlines today and really trying to answer a key question for you. How can U.S. aviation businesses not only navigate these sanctions and make sure they're not, you know, tripping up, but also how can they uncover potential opportunities? Because as you know, even in the midst of all this upheaval,
absolutely,
there's always opportunity.
Yeah, there's opportunity, but there's also a lot of risk right now. And we need to be real about that risk. Even if you're a small business, even a family-run business, you are subject to these sanctions. And OFAC does not mess around. These penalties are no joke.
Yeah.
They can be massive.
Yeah. I actually read about a small business that got hit with a multi-million dollar penalty from OFAC.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they were in the clear because the product that they were shipping seemed totally unconnected to anything on the restricted list. Turns out there was a misunderstanding about who the end user was going to be, and it cost them big time.
Wow.
So that really highlights that compliance is non-negotiable here.
It really is. And here's the thing. The whole landscape is constantly changing. It's like trying to hit a moving target.
Mm.
New regulations, they're adding new entities to these restricted lists all the time. So you really have to stay on top of it.
You got to stay ahead of it.
Yeah. Checking those resources regularly. BIS, OFAC websites.
Yeah.
Those are your lifelines.
They're like our air traffic control, right? In this constantly shifting landscape.
Mm-hmm.
But even with all that information out there, knowing how to apply that to your specific situation, that's key. And I think that's where trade associations can be really valuable.
Oh, for sure.
Because they can provide those practical insights and support that you might not find elsewhere.
Absolutely. They offer training programs, legal guidance. You can network with other people in the industry. Find out what they're doing.
Right.
It's invaluable.
Yeah, they're like your co-pilots, helping you navigate this complex airspace.
And speaking of navigating, one thing I thought was interesting that we saw was how a company called Rotor Corp is approaching this. They've actually publicly outlined their entire Russia sanctions compliance policy. It's right there on their website for everyone to see.
Oh, wow. That's a really smart move.
Yeah.
I mean, that just shows a level of transparency.
Exactly.
That builds trust with your clients.
Yeah.
But it also, you know, that's a layer of legal protection, too. They're saying, we understand these rules. Mm-hmm. We're taking them seriously. This is how we're ensuring compliance.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like having that pre-flight checklist.
Yeah.
Where there's no room for misinterpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even with all the precautions in the world, spotting those red flags, those subtle signs that something might be off, that's crucial. And we're not just talking about obvious things here, like, oh, this is clearly a shell company or something like that.
Right.
It's often a lot more nuanced than that.
It is. Yeah. Sometimes it's those less obvious things, you know, like those subtle shifts in a client's behavior. That can be the biggest red flag. For example, let's say you have a client who usually orders, you know, small quantities of a specific avionics component, maybe something that could be used in, you know, civilian aircraft, but also has military applications, and suddenly their order spikes like 10 times the usual volume.
Right.
That's when you got to hit pause.
Yeah, that's a great example. Because it highlights how important it is to really know your customers.
Yeah,
know their typical order patterns. Because what might seem innocuous on the surface could actually be a sign of something more. It's like, you know, noticing a slight change in engine noise. It might not be a problem, but it's definitely worth investigating further.
Exactly. You got to connect those dots. And another thing to keep in mind is geographical location. The article mentioned being particularly cautious with clients who are geographically close to Russia.
Right.
Or operating in countries that haven't imposed sanctions.
Yeah, that makes sense. But they could be trying to circumvent the sanctions by using intermediaries in those locations.
Mm.
It's like trying to fly under the radar.
Right.
But with careful monitoring, you can still spot those blips.
Exactly. And then, of course, one of the most common things we see are attempts to obscure the end user's identity. So they might use shell companies, vague shipping addresses, convoluted payment trails, all designed to make it really difficult to trace where those goods are ultimately going.
So how can businesses protect themselves from these kinds of maneuvers? I know the article mentioned something called a Bureau of Industry and Security Form 711.
Right, the Form 711. That's an essential tool for verifying the legitimacy of your customer. And most importantly, the intended use of your products. It adds that extra layer of due diligence. That can save you a world of trouble down the line.
Yeah, it's all about documentation. It's like having a flight recorder for your business transactions.
Exactly.
So that if you're ever questioned about your compliance procedures, you've got that evidence to back it up.
Yeah.
But shifting gears a bit here, I want to talk about the potential upsides. Because while it's crucial to be aware of the risks and to navigate them carefully, it's also important to remember that these kinds of shifts in the global landscape can create opportunities as well.
No, absolutely. I mean, when we talk about the impact of sanctions, we often focus on the challenges. But there's another side to that coin. You know, with certain players potentially out of the picture, it creates a gap in the market.
And that gap presents a real opportunity for U.S. aviation businesses to step up and fill that void.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. You have these supply chains that have been disrupted. There's now this heightened demand for reliable sources of parts, for maintenance services, for technological expertise. This is where U.S. businesses, with their commitment to quality and innovation, can really shine.
It's almost like somebody hit the reset button on certain segments of this industry, right?
Yeah.
And U.S. companies have a real chance here to redefine things.
Absolutely.
We're not just talking about filling a void. We're talking about shaping the future of this industry.
Exactly.
So for everyone listening, this is where you come in. We've talked about the risks, the compliance requirements, those red flags to watch out for. But we've also highlighted the potential opportunities here.
Yeah, for sure.
And the key question is, how can you, as somebody who's working in this industry every day, how can you use this to your advantage? How could you leverage your expertise and your resources to not just survive in this landscape, but to thrive?
Right.
Because you're the ones with that firsthand knowledge.
Yeah.
You understand how this industry works.
You understand those intricacies of these aircraft parts. You know, those maintenance protocols, the global network of suppliers and clients.
And that's invaluable.
It really is.
And this is where that deep knowledge becomes a real strategic advantage.
Absolutely.
So think about,
what are you particularly good at?
Yeah, what are you good at?
What are those niche areas where you excel? Maybe you have a proven track record.
Right.
You know, maybe you specialize in sourcing hard-to-find components for older aircraft.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've got a reputation for incredibly efficient engine overhauls.
Right.
Or maybe you just have this knack for building those really strong relationships with suppliers all around the world.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
This is the time to amplify that.
Yeah.
Because those strengths.
Those are your golden tickets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those could be the key to unlocking new markets.
Yeah.
New partnerships. So think about it. Yeah. What are the segments of the industry that might be underserved right now because of all of this?
Right. Are there maintenance contracts up for grabs? Are there opportunities to step in and provide training or support?
Exactly. This is where thinking outside the box and being proactive can really pay off.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid to explore those unconventional avenues.
Yeah, push those boundaries a little bit.
Because the old rules don't apply anymore. Yeah. It's a new game. And those who are willing to adapt, to innovate, to really seize these opportunities, those are the ones that are going to come out ahead.
I think that's a really important point. You have to be proactive. You can't just sit back and wait for those opportunities to come to you.
Remember, you don't have to do this alone.
Sure.
Those trade associations we were talking about earlier, they can really help you navigate all of this. They can provide market intelligence, connect you with the right people.
Absolutely. That can be a lifeline.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sanctions present challenges, but they also present this really unique moment, a chance to reshape the entire industry. And that's exciting. So use the knowledge we've talked about today, trust your instincts, and don't be afraid to make some bold moves.
I love it.
Because the future is unwritten.
It really is.
And you have the opportunity to be a part of writing it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.